Shalom to all. Today's office is Chulin Daf Hey, and we're starting about the 11th line with the words Leim Sayele. And today's office sponsor Leila Nishmas Marzum Sarabas Biakam Moshe Hernish Amos Should Have an Aliyah. And we keep discussing Shiz Rav Anon, who had said that even if a person is a Mormel Vayitz Chavim, which means he does Vayitz Zara, still we could trust his Shechita. So Gemara suggests Leim Sayele. Let's the following is arrive for him. The pasuk tells us Va'arvim Vim Loy Lechem Basar Abayker V'Lechem Basar Be'erev. Now the Arvim used to bring him bread and meat in the morning and bread and meat in the evening. This referred to Eliyahu Navi when he was in hiding from Achav because he had declared there's going to be no rain, as he was afraid that Achav was out to kill him, and because of his hiding, where was he going to get food from? So these arvim that would bring him bread and meat every single day, once in the morning, once in the evening. And remember, he says b'shem Rav that this came from the kitchen of Achav, and Achav was Avad Avad Zara. And so we see that one's allowed to eat the shechita of somebody who's a Mormel Avad Chavim. Answers the Gemara Piyadi Roshani. Something that comes from Hashem Himself is different. There's a pasuk that says Hashem Himself told Eliyahu that I sent the arvim to give you food, so we can't learn from here to any other situation. And we just clarify my arvim. What exactly is arvim? So Ravina, he says arvim mamish. It's actually arvim, which means ravens, as in birds. However, Amalei Rav Abraham Yumi, Vidilma Trei Gavri Dehavu Shmayu Arvim. Maybe it was two people that their name were arvim, meaning each person his name was Irev. So when we have two of them together, their name is arvim. And why would this be? Because Milak Sev, don't we have a pasuk that says Vayargu as Irev Betzur Irev as Zev Gomer, that they killed Irev in this place called Sur Irev? So we see there's a person's name called Irev. Amalei responded to him, Visramai Milsa Dejavayu Havu Shmayu Arvim. Do you really think that's what the situation was? That it happened to be there was two people named Arvim? That can't be. So he responded, fine, Vidilma al Shema Kaimon. Maybe they're called Arvim because that's where they came from. Milak Siv, doesn't the pasuk say, Varam Yatsu Gedudim, Vayishbu Me'eretz Yisrael, Naru Katana, and Aram went out in troops, and they captured from Eretz Yisrael a Naru Katana. And Vakashlon, they ask a question, Karila Naru Karila Katana. She's been called a Naru and a Katana. That's a Stira. A Naru is a girl who's 12 already. She already brought Simonim, and a Katana is somebody younger than that. So who do they capture? A younger girl or older girl? And Rav Pedasi clarifies, Katana Demin Uran. It was really Katana, but she was from a place called Neuron, and that's what they called her, Naru Katana. And it's the same thing. Maybe when the pasuk calls them Arvim, it's referring to two people from a place called Irev. So he responds, no, Imken, if that's really so, Arviyim mi Baalei, it should say Arviyim, meaning they were from Irev. And since it didn't say that, it just says Arvim, not Arviyim. Masmi is talking about actual ravens who brought him this food. The Gemara continues, Leim Sayalei, let's say the following Zerai for Rav Anon. We brought this up earlier. Hakol Sharchin, everyone's allowed a Shech, Vafilu Kusi, even a Kusi, Vafilu Arel, even somebody who doesn't have Bris Mila, Vafilu Yisrael Momer, even Yisrael Momer. Now we clarify, hi Arel Hechidami, who's this Arel that we're referring to? Even if I say Shemesu Echa Machlas Mila, that his brothers died because they had received a bris, so he's not allowed to get a bris. Well, in that situation, hi Yisrael Ma'alyahu, this fellow is a 100% Yid, he's not allowed to get a bris, so of course he's allowed to Shecht. What's the Chiddush? El Pshita Momer La Reilos. It must be talking about a person who's a Momer for not getting Bris Mila, meaning he Dafka doesn't want to get a bris, and the Chiddush is you're still allowed to eat from his Shechita. So now that we know that, let's clarify the next part, Ema Seifa. What does it tell us? A fi Yisrael Momer, even Yisrael Momer, you can eat from a Shechita. Now the question is, hey Chidami, what type of Momer are we referring to? Imor Dover Echad, if you want to say it's talking about a Momer for some sort of mitzvah, meaning he Dafka doesn't do a mitzvah, or he Dafka doesn't have a Ra, well then Hainu Momer La'Relos. It's no different than Momer La'Relos. That just happens to be a pick of one of the mitzvahs that he doesn't do, and so he could eat his Shechita. So I would have to say both Momer La'Relos and Momer for something else. El Olav, it must be what's it referring to? Momer La'Vayitz Kechavim. This person is a Momer from Avodah Zara, Uchir Rav Anan, and it's just like Rav Anan, that even though he's a Momer from Avodah Zara, you're still allowed to eat his Shechita. Says the Gemara Loi, that's not what the Brass is talking about. Really, we could say, at least according to this Brisa, that if he's a Momer from Avodah Zara, you're not allowed to eat from his Shechita. And why would that be? Dar Markus was stated, Chamur Avodah Kechavim, Avodah Zara so Chamur, Shekala Kaifraba, Kamayt B'chal Tara Kula, anyone who's Kaifra in Avodah Zara, it's like he's agreeing, meaning it's like he's keeping to the whole Tara, and the opposite is true as well, that if a person does Avodah Zara, it's as if he's denying the entire Tara, and so you for sure would not be allowed to eat from his Shechita. El rather, what would the Brisa be referring to? Momer L'Aisai Davar, it's referring to a Momer for that thing, meaning he's a Momer Aichon Nevelso Teyavain, that if he doesn't have kosher meat readily available, he's just going to eat not kosher meat, and Uchud Rava, this is like Rava, when we had a Shechita before, that as long as you check a knife and make sure it's okay, and you give it to this Momer, he will Shecht properly, because here kosher meat is readily available, he's the one that's doing the Shechita, and it could be that's what the Brisa is referring to, not a Raya for Rav Anon. Now that we're asked, Meisvei, we have a Stira. The Brisa tells us, quoting a pasuk, Mikem. This is a pasuk right at the beginning of Vayikra, which begins the whole discussion of karbonos, and it says, Ki yakriv mikem, karbon l'Hashem, that when somebody from you brings a karbon, and what do we learn from this mem of mikem, from you? That tells us, lo'kolchem, not all you are allowed to bring karbonos. Lo'hitzis a momer, that excludes a momer that he's not allowed to bring a karbon. For the darshining, when it says mikem, from you, what do we learn from here? Bachem chalakti, I made this differentiation only by you, by yidin, v'loy b'umais, but not from the non-Jews, meaning if a non-Jew wants to bring a karbon, it doesn't make a difference what type of non-Jew he is, he can bring a karbon to the base of Mikdash. Now, furthermore, where the pasuk says min habehema. What do we learn from here? Lahavi is bnei adam shedem lebehema. This even to include yidin who are like behemas. They're so lowly. Mikan amar from Yidacham said the makam karbonos from Pashi Yisrael. They will not accept karbonos from Pashi Yisrael from yidin who are sinners. Kedei sheyachzor ben betshuva, so we can bring them back to tshuva. Chutz except for min hamomer umenas chazayayin umachal shabbos v'hasya. As now we clarify haguf akasha. This itself seems to be problematic. Amrit, you said the pasuk tells us mikem, and that means v'loy kolchem, not all of you. Meaning lahitzis a momer, this excludes a momer that he's not allowed to bring a karbon. Then v'hadur tani, the brisa tells us mikam karbonos v'pashi Yisrael, that we're allowed to accept from Jewish sinners. What's going on? Are we allowed to or not allowed to accept karbonos from yidden who do averes? And the answer is halakasha, no problem. Reisha in the beginning of the brisa one tells us that we cannot accept a karbon from a momer. That's mumulchal tara kula. He's referring to a momer of all of Tyra. He's mamish a full fledged mushomer and not bikaris, so we can't accept a karbon from him. However, Mitziyasa is talking about momer davar echad, that he's a momer only for one thing, so we could accept a karbon from him. We further clarify ema seifa. What about the last part where it tells us chutz min amomer menas chazayin mechal shabbos v'hesya, that we're not allowed to take a karbon from a momer menas chazayin mechal shabbos v'hesya? And so the question is, hi momer hechidami, what's this momer referring to that we're not accept a karbon from him? E momer chal tar kula, if it's referring to a momer of all of Tyra, hainu reisha, so that's the same thing as the first part of the brayso. The e momer davar echad, if you want to say we're talking about just a momer for one thing, there's one mitzvah that he doesn't keep. Well, kash mitziyasa, and that's a problem with the middle of the brayso that tells us that momer davar echad we could accept a karbon from him. Elav, it must be hachak karbon. This is what the Bryce is saying. Chutz min hamomer linaseh chazayin ulchal shabbos v'hesya. This excludes if a person is a momer to be minaseh yayin, or that he doesn't keep Shabbos in the open. Alma, what do we see from here? Momer levayitz kachavim have a momer chal tayar kula. That somebody who's a momer for avayit zara, because that's what linaseh chazayin means, he pours wine libations for avayit zara. That's clearly the same thing as being a momer chal tayar kula, as we're not accept the karma from him. Tiyufta dravon tiyufta. This is a clear refutation. Trav anun's shita. It's a clear refutation. The Gemara is talking about this point. Is it really learned from here that we can't accept a karbon from a mummer? Really, it's learned from the following. Hey, on base on top, the pasuk tells us me'am ha'aretz. There's a pasuk referring to a person who did naver b'shaygeg. So if he's me'am ha'aretz, he brings his karbon. Now prat l'mummer, this excludes a mummer. This really learned from the following. The pasuk tells us that this is one of the things that are not allowed to be done. But b'shgaga, he did a b'shaygeg va'ashem, and he's guilty of doing this avera, so he has to bring a karbon. What do we learn from here? Hashav midiyasoy, that if a person is going to turn back and he's not going to do this avera if he discovers it's an avera, so fine, maybe karbon al shogasai, he's going to bring a karbon if he accidentally did do it. But ein shav midiyasai, if he doesn't turn back and he doesn't stop himself from doing the avera, even when he finds out that it's an avera, ein maybe karbon al shogasai, such a person does not bring a karbon when he does a b'shayeg. And from Rinan, we asked, my benayu, what's the difference between Tanakam and Rav Shimon Yaisi? They both seem to be saying the same thing, that if a person is a mummer and he dafka does an avera, he's not allowed to bring a karbon. So what's the difference between them? Rav Nuni clarifies, mummer lecho chel of a heavy karbon al adam. Let's say this person is a mummer for eating chalev. He eats forbidden fats, no problem. But he ended up eating blood b'shoigeg, which is something that he does not do usually. That's machlokes between Tanakama and Rav Shimon. According to Tanakama, we are not going to accept his karma from him because he's a mummer, even though, again, he's just a mummer for eating chalev. Still, he's a mummer, so we're not accept his karbon. But according to Rav Shimon, we will accept his karbon because, again, what he did wrong was eating dam, and what he doesn't have a problem doing is chalev. That's not what we're dealing with. Now, the bottom line is, we see that we have a totally different source for how we know that we don't accept a karbon from a mummer. Seems to be a stira. The Gemara answers, no, not a problem. One source is referring to chatas, the other source is referring to ayla. This that we were discussing now is talking about bringing karbon chatas, and that's something we're not going to accept from a mummer. And in bottom of Amud Aleph, that's referring to an ayla, which is just a donated karbon. And in Sricha, we have to have both limudim, the yashmin chatas. If we only had this limud of a chatas, I might say mishum del kaparahu. Since that's brought for kapara, we have to say that a mummer is not allowed to bring it because he, so to speak, doesn't deserve kapara because he's a mummer. He does this on purpose. But a carbon oila, that's just a present that he's giving to Hashem. I might say that we're allowed to accept it from him, even though he's a mummer. So that's why I have to have that drasha. And Vashmina oila, if we only had the drasha of oila, I might say Mishum Dalav Chiyuvahu. The reason why we're not going to accept it from him is because it's not a chayv. He doesn't have to bring it, so we're not going to take his present. Aval chatos, the Chiyuvahu. But chatos, that's a chayv in the Torah. If he's Arvin Aver B'Shagig, he has to bring a chatos. So Emel Kalbmine, I might say that I would accept it from him, even though he's a mummer. Tricha, that's why I have to have that drasha to say that we're not going to accept it from him. And not contradictory. Now the Gemara continues discussing this brisa from Amud Aleph, which I quoted the pasuk min habehema, and that told us that even if a person is doima lebehema, we're still going to accept a karbon from him. So that's what the Gemara asks on v'chol hechad say behema. Every time the pasuk says behema, grey yusahi, is that being negative? Is that referring to a person who, so to speak, acts like a behema? He's very lowly, and that's what it's talking about. V'ksev, the pasuk says adam behema teshi Hashem, that you Hashem save man and animal. And what's behema referring to over here? From Rav Yehuda Marav, elu bnei adam shein arum bedas, is referring to people who are very sharp, they're very smart, but when we see when Atzma Kebehema, they make themselves very lowly, very humble, like behemoths. And so we see that over here, behema is actually a good thing, not a bad thing. The Gemara answer is no. Hasam Ksiv Adam Ubehema. Over there, what we just quoted, it says Adam Ubehema together. And therefore, the word behema has a positive connotation, whereas Hacha over here in the Brass and Amud Aleph, Behemel Chudei Ksiv, behema is written by itself, and therefore it could be understood in the negative sense. As the Gemara will Hechet Ksiv Adam Behema, every time it says Adam together with behema, Mal Yusahi, that would mean they were saying something good. For example, we have a pasuk that says, Vizerati is Beis Yisrael, Zera Adam, Zera Behema. And over here, Zera Behema is referring to Amei Ratzim, and so it's not positive. The Gemara answer is no. Hasam Hachalkei Kro. Over there, the pasuk does split them up. It says Zera Adam Luchod, Vizera Behema Luchod. Clearly, first talks about Zera Adam, and then it talks about Zera Behema, and it doesn't actually say Adam Ubehema together. Now, going back to an earlier discussion regarding Shechita of a Kusi, so the Gemara tells us, Amar Chanan, Amar Yaakov Bar Idi, Amar Bishu Ben Levi, Mishum Bar Kapara, that Rabbi Gamliel Beis Dinoi Nimnu Al Shechitas Kusi, Rabbi Gamliel and his Beis Din, they took a vote regarding the Shechita of a Kusi, Va'asrua, and they assered it. Now, Amar Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Shema Yisrael Amar Rabbi, maybe Rabbi only heard this, Ela B'Shein Yisrael Amar Al Gabav, that's only when a Yid is not watching the Kusi, but perhaps when the Yid is watching Kusi, we're allowed to eat from a Shechita. So Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi told Rabbi Zera, Dami Haim Rabbanon, Kidloi Gemiri In Shishmaita. This Rav, I mean, he's referring to Rabbi Zera, he's just being nice, so he's not saying you, but he's still referring to Rabbi Zera himself. It seems to me that Rabbi Zera is like somebody who never learned, meaning, how could you possibly say that? If a Yid's not watching Kusi Shech, do we even have to say that you're not allowed to eat from Shechita? Of course you're not allowed to eat from Shechita. So if Rebbe heard that you're not allowed to eat from the Shechita of a Kusi, it must be referring to, even when you stroll Oim Al Gabav, when a Yid is watching him, still you're not allowed to eat from it. Sadly Gemara asks, did Rabbi Zera accept this from him or no? In other words, was Rabbi Zera maskim at the end of the day that even by Yisrael Oim Al Gabav, you can't eat from a Kusi or no? So we've attempted Raya Toshma. I saw Rabbi Yochanan eat from a shechita of a kusi, and after Asi ocham shechitas kusi, Rasi also ate from a shechita of a kusi, and v'toy bar Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera wondered about this. The why did Rabbi Yochanan Rasi eat from shechitas kusi? Lo yishmi elhu, didn't they hear about what Rabbi Gamliel said that you're not going to eat from the shechita of a kusi? Now here's the two options. Diyav shmiel hu havuk makav minei. If they would have heard this from Rabbi Gamliel, they would have accepted it and not eaten from the kusi. Idilma shmiel hu v'loy kablua. Or maybe they actually did hear what Rabbi Gamliel said, but they never accepted it and they were never maskim, and that's why they ate from a shechita of a kusi anyway. So this is something that was bothering Rabbi Zera, and Hadar Pashal Anafshe, he went and answered it for himself. That Mistabra, it's logical to say, Dishmielahu v'loy kablua, that they heard what Rabbi Gamliel said, that you're not eating from a shechita of a kusi, but they didn't accept it from him. If you want to say that they simply never heard this from Gamliel, but had they heard this from Gamliel, they would have accepted it and they wouldn't have eaten from the shechita of a kusi, well then Heichim Estayim Milsal Mechli Sura, then how could it even have come about that they ended up eating Isser? Because if they would have accepted this from Gamliel had they heard about it, that means in essence the shechita of a kusi is Asser, and that means it shouldn't even have ever happened that they ended up eating Isser. And why is it? Because Hashta now, Behemten Shal Tzadikim, in Kosh Baruch Hu Mevet Kal Yadon, the animals of Tzadikim, Hashem's not going to bring a Takala through them, as we're going to see later on in Tudaf and Dav Zayin, there of Pinchas Ben Yair's donkey didn't eat food that was Asr, so the animal of a tzaddik is not going to do something Asr, tzaddikim atzma, like Kol Shekain, wouldn't the tzaddik himself for sure not end up stumbling in such a situation? So it can't be that Hashem would have let it, that Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Asi would eat from the shechita of a kusi if it really was Asr. It must be, concludes Rabbi Zera, did hear what Rabbi Gamliel said, that you're not eating from the shechita of a kusi, but they're not maskim to him. Now this whole story sheds light on what Rabbi Zera himself held. If you want to say that Rabbi Zera did not accept what Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi told him, that Rabbi Gamliel said you're not allowed to eat from a shechita of a kusi, that means you're never allowed to eat from it, even when it's Yisrael Amar Al Gabav, then Lishnilei, Rabbi Zera should have just explained the whole story of Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Asi eating from the shechita of a kusi as referring to something different. Kan k'she Yisrael Amar Al Gabav, kan k'she Yisrael Amar Al Gabav. That over here, meaning in the case of Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Asi, the reason why they ate from the shechita of a kusi is because there was a Yid standing over him watching him, as opposed to when Rabbi Gamliel said you're not eating from the shechita of a kusi, that's referring to when a Yid was not standing there watching him. And that's what Rabbi Zera should have said. But he did not say that. Rather, the way he explained the whole story of Yochanan Rabbi Asi was that they simply didn't agree with Rabbi Gamliel. It must be that he accepted it from him. Again, it must be that Rabbi Zera accepted Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi's explanation that when Rabbi Gamliel said that you're not eating from Shechit of a Kusi, that means all across the board, even when there's Yisrael Amin Al Gabav, Shmamina, we learn from here, that's a good raya. We're going to stop here for the day. I pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.